from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk some Royals baseball and where they're positioned. Overall, like, it was disappointing, the series against the Cardinals. I think it's fair to say.
Because the first game slipped away, for sure. It's hard because it's a split to be, like, terribly upset. But, yeah, that first game felt like they had it. And then the bullpen imploded again.
Again, and then you're keeping an eye on what was going on with the Twins and Guardians series. And for the most part, that series went kind of the way you were hoping it would, leading into now a massive series again. Like pretty much every series seemingly is, but this one against the Twins starting today in Minneapolis, the team that you're only a half game back of the second wild card of, from, I should say, and then knowing that the Guardians still aren't really playing that good of baseball. You're within striking distance of really everybody at this point in time, but if the bullpen is going to continue to be what it is, other than Urseg, the offense, man, got to lean on the offense.
That's what it is. I've come to realize that over these next 3 weeks, and certainly starting in the probably like 10 days when they've got that really brutal stretch where they're going to have to beat teams like the Yankees, teams who can slug, teams who are going to put some runs on your starting rotation versus the few runs other teams get, you're going to have to rely on the offense to win some of these games. I'm not saying they haven't this entire year. They certainly have. But they're going to need the offense to actually be the second biggest reason or the co-biggest reason along with your starting rotation to win these things, because the teams you're up against here coming up are going to be able to get some runs on your guys. I could say the same thing as the series last week, unfortunately, though, where, okay, you got the Twins for three games on the road, and guess who's on the mound it is? Oh, once again, it's Singer, Riggins, and Lugo. So maybe win two out of three. That was my same energy last week, and it remains my energy Monday through Wednesday this week. It is your three best AM starters. Take two out of three against a team who you have a better starting rotation. They're going to start a rookie in this series, a guy they just called up. And while I understand his strikeout-to-walk ratio is one of the most absurd I've ever seen.
What, seven strikeouts in 90-something innings?
Yes, to 112 strikeouts. He has nine walks and 112 strikeouts. It's like a ridiculous ratio. So I understand, and Royals don't have a great history of going against guys their first time, but whatever. It's your three best starters against them. The offense is who I'm relying on to maintain it. I keep telling you that if the Royals, they're closer and closer of it. Now if they finish 500 the rest of the season, 88 wins. It's the same thing. They get closer and closer to that if you don't even have to win every series. If you can just play even, play static, you will be okay. But, I mean, that gets harder if you don't win some series too.
As an observer, I put more weight on this series because not only it's a divisional opponent in the Twins, but what you just said about the way the rotation lines up. A week ago, we did say the same thing about the Red Sox. And then we left the series, people were just saying, hey, maybe the Red Sox just have the Royals' number, right? Lefties against Brady Singer, just a bad matchup. Okay, if you want to say that's all true, well, then in this series against Minnesota, they can't walk out of this three-game series and have the starting pitchers, though.
A team that they're 2-5 against right now. You think you can go 2-8 against the Twins and pass them in any wild card standing game?
It's that, but also just for more confidence long-term. Because it's one thing to say, hey, just Boston is what they are. They're a problem. Problem matchup, don't want to see them. Minnesota, though, should not have that same level of success against your three, you know, I'll basically call them all three aces to a certain extent because they've all pitched that well at times. It's not as if Brady Singer was awful against Boston. He gutted it through. It's not as if Lugo was awful. It's not as if Reagans was awful. But the dominant type of outing across this three-game series, I need one of them to give me seven innings and not seven innings gutting it through four and runs. I'm getting greedy. I need seven innings of like 2-3-run baseball from one of these guys because the Twins should not be a bad matchup for you, and they're not. I understand the season record right now, but they're not a bad matchup.
It's a five-run differential in eight games. So I mean, there's not some big gapping between these two teams from a performance standpoint. But I want one. I do not think it's unreasonable in a three-game series against the team directly ahead of you. And I'm not saying it has to be tonight. It could be Tuesday or Wednesday. It's to win tonight. There should be one game a series if Reagans, Lugo, and Singer are all pitching in it. In a three-game series in which those three guys pitch, there should be one game where the offense drops five and the pitcher absolutely cruises and you and I don't have to quake in fear about who might come in for the bullpen, who might come into that spot. They should just control it. And I think that that's very realistic for the team. I'm not even saying that's a bad case. I mean, I wasn't overly upset about the Cardinals series. I think splitting against a good Cardinals team or a pretty decent Cardinals team is okay. It was the bad taste in your mouth because of how they lost that game. And once again, you're kind of stuck. But again, we'll get into the bullpen at 11 o'clock because there continue to be questions. And now Harvey's back on the injured list, so that adds another element of the another level of complication to it. But yeah, I'm relying on the offense to help carry some of this.
Let me tell you, no quaking over here, okay? No quaking over here. You might be quaking, but no quaking over here.
No, you don't want to admit to that?
No, I'm not. No quaking.
Who's the first pitcher where you're like, oh boy? Or is it just the second they're like, and the starter is out of the game, game's 3-2 Royals, and they just say, now it's the bullpen for the final three innings, and you start feeling
a little
unwell?
It's the bullpen as a whole. That's fair. Mean, if you're right now, I think it has to be, with the exception of Urseg, the answer is everybody. That's the problem. Like, we can highlight into it. It doesn't matter because everybody has had their moment where you felt good for a brief period of time, and every guy in the bullpen except for Urseg to this point has also had the moment where you're like, you know what, wow, that guy could actually be the answer. Each guy has had that. We've seen glimpses, but we've also seen plenty of the negative, too. And that's why there's no confidence in the bullpen from the fan base and why the job of Q to manage the bullpen, I think, is extremely difficult. People want to be really critical of how he's handled the bullpen. I would ask you, though, like, a lot of times when someone will say, hey, you should have put that guy in. Yeah, but that was the same guy a week ago you were bitching about that you didn't trust either. You can see why it's a problem for Q to manage the bullpen right now. What group of two or three guys can you trust? That's what they have to figure out during the next 40-plus games.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.